Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud, is learned Lilu Nishmas. Sotar Elke Basav Shnei Zalma Menachem Mendel passed away Achron Shal Pesach, Elof Tov Shinayin. Shinayin is learned Lilu Nishmasa, Tei Nishmasa Tzur B'Tzur Rachayim. Mishnah Aleph. Hamatzniya Lezera. One who hides during the weekdays, he hides these kernels in order to sow them, or ledugma, to show them as a sample that he has these kinds of kernels to sell, or lirfua, or for a medicine. And then v'yitzi b'Shabbos, and he carried out these kernels on Shabbos chayiv. He's liable achatus b'kol shehu. Any amount that he has carried out, v'cholodom, but all other people, those who hadn't hid this, they carried out in chayovin olov. They are not obligated, not liable. Ella only if they carried out b'shiuroi, as is the shear, is the amount of each one, as we learned in the previous mishnas. Chazar v'yichnisay, if the one who hid it sow it change his mind and he no longer wants to sow it, and he takes the kernels back into the house in a chayiv, then he will not be liable any longer. Ella, only if he carries out kishure as the amount from every item as itself. Says the Bartanura Hamatzniya, he hides it koidam haShabbos. That's prior to the Shabbos. And the reason is either lezer or ledugma, to sow it or to show a sample that he has these kinds of some money, this spices, and so people should buy from him, or lerefua, or for a medicine. And then he forgot on Shabbos why he hid it, and he takes it out just like that without anything specific in mind. He'd be obligated, liable for achatas any amount, because it goes back to his old Shaldas Aleph, in his first mind, his first thing that he thought, he carried it out, and he made it important. So the fact that he hid it, that gave it importance. Now he'll be chai for any amount he takes out. But other people will not be chai, each item as the measure that is explained by it. What happens? Chazer v'ichnisoy. The one who hid it less than the amount, he went back and then he took it out. Then he decided that he doesn't want to sow it anymore. The chazer goes back and brings it into the house now. So now that he brings it in, he would not be liable unless it has a complete whole shear. The kiv and the nimlach shaloi lezore, since he decided not to sow it, Butla machshavtoi, his thought has been nullified. Varuk choladim, and then he is like any other person. Mishnah Beis, hamoytzi oichlin, one who carries out food. Benosnom al haiskufa, and he plagues it on the threshold. Whether he later on took it from the threshold and he took it outside, or another person came and took the food from the threshold and he took it outside, Potter, you are exempt from, he's exempt from achatus, because he had not done his job, the work of carrying out it once, in one shot. He didn't take it out from the house to the street. That means from the private domain to the public domain. Kupa shimlei pedis, if he carried a basket which is full of fruit, and v'nosna l'skufa chitzoina, and he put it, the basket, on the outer threshold. Afal pishadeva pedis b'chutz pater, although most of the length of the fruit is on the street, nevertheless he's still exempt. He's not liable for achatas. Achiyetis kol kupa, unless in the beginning he takes out the entire basket at once from the house into the street without putting it on the threshold. Zok de Bartanura, he takes out the food and he places them al hayiskufa. Iskufa shir karmeli, this threshold is considered a karmelis. Kigoyin shegavoy ha-megimul va'at tisha v'rochav ha-dalet. That it is, the height of the threshold is from 3 to 9 tefachim, and the width is for tefachim, that makes it a karmelis. Shalei also malachte b'vas achas, he has not done, he'll be exempt because he hasn't done the job of carrying out at once. Lo also akira mirshus ayochid anochem mirshus rabim. He had not made the akira taken out from the private domain and placing in the public domain. Shehem mokim chiyuv, which is a place that you are chayuv. The bachi ahu malach v'malach gemura. That way, that would be a complete job. But what he did was a laakar mokim chiyuv. He took it out from a place which is a chiyuv from shtiyochid. V'hiniach, and he places the karmelis on the threshold, which is a karmel shupatur, which is a potur. Ba'isa anocha, in that, with putting it down then, he's potur for that. And then he goes and takes it, picks it up. Uproots it from the karmelis, which is not a place of obligation. V'hiniach b'rshus rabim, a place in the rshus rabim. Benimtza, it turns out shaloi nasis akira b'mokim chiyuv anochem b'mokim chiyuv b'pamachas, that the it did not happen, picking it up from a place of obligation b'shuyachid and placed in a place of obligation which is shirabim at once, but it had a stop in the iskufa and the karmelis in between. What happens if he takes out a basket full of fruits and he places it on the iskufa chitzoino, on the outer threshold, it's the bosha lifnei pesach habayis litzad rishus rabim. There's like a step that is in front of the entrance of the house, or a bench towards rishus rabim. He's going to be still potter hashiyotzi kolaymer, meaning to say elimkin hotzi b'rishayin, unless he takes out in the begin with kolakupa, the entire basket. This halacha does not apply. We haven't learned it only if it's a basket that is full with squash or cucumbers, which are long, and there is some of them that remain in the inside. But if the basket would have been filled with mustard seeds, where there is many of it which is totally outside, that becomes as if he took out the entire basket, and then he would be chayiv. Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi, one who carries out from the house an item, ben bimina, whether he does it with his right hand, ben bismayla, whether he does it with his left hand, b'tzricheikor, he takes it in his bosom, al ksefer, on his shoulder, chayiv, he'd be liable for a chatus. Shekei masa b'nei kohos, because this carrying on the shoulders is the way that the children of Kehos, the sons of Kehos, which are the Levim, they carried the items from the Mishkan in the Midbar. Belachar yodei, if he carries it behind his hand, which means that he placed something on his fingers, or beragloi, or he carry something out on his foot, or bepiv, or on his mouth, or he was holding the item with his hand on his elbows, or beoznoi, or in the ear, or beside on his ear, or on his belt, and the opening of the belt is towards the ground. I mean, you don't hold it like that. I mean, like there's sometimes a pocket in the belt which goes up, but this is down. If he put it in between the belt and the shirt, or at the edge of his shirt, or on his shoe, in his leather shoe or wooden shoe. So if he carried out from the house into the street, in the above mentioned, potter, he would be exempt from achatos, because he did not carry it out in the usual way of the people that carry out. Says the Bartanura, if you carry out also on your shoulder, is also chayv shekimase b'nei kohos. It says because if you sow, says the Bartanura, they should carry on the shoulder. V'yimin u'smoil v'cheik or chadara, carrying in the right, left, and in the and in the bosom, that's the usual way that people carry, so that would not need any proofs. Marpekoi, that's a pedikoi mtsoi, that's the middle section should be zroyed in the hand. Arabic kach shmoy marpik. In the Arabic, the name is marpik. Bapundosei, that's an ezer cholul, that's a belt which is hollow. Pio lamato, the opening is below, on the bottom, ein derech etzor bekach. That's not the usual way to carry like that. Avo pio lamailo, but if the opening of the pocket in the belt is towards the top, derech etzor bekach, that would be the usual way of carrying. Pirush achar, another interpretation, apundosei is beged shalomush samuch libsori. That's considered like an undershirt that he wears close to his flesh. Lekabalazeya, to that receives the sweat. Urigin lasis beikein kisim, and there is a custom to make like pockets. Ukshem hapchen oisam il mato lemaila, and when you turn it over from the top to the bottom, nitzapi akis lemato, so the opening of the pocket is below. Svas chaluka, he takes it out with the edge of his shirt. Asofa hatachtoina shel chaluk, that's the lower edge of the shirt. Mishnah Dalet. Amaskaven loitzi lefonov. He hung something to carry out to go through his front. Ubolal achrov, and the item came, it turned around over his back, and he carried that way potter, so he would be exempt from achatos lachrov if he hung it up to carry it out in the back. Ubolal lefonov, and it turns around on the front, and he carried out chayiv. Then he does have to bring. He's liable for achatos. In truth, they said, a woman which is dressed in a robe, and then she hung something up on the, it's actually her apron, not a robe. She has an apron, and she hung something up on the apron, whether the in the front of the apron, or in the back of the apron, and she was going like this from the public domain to the from the private domain to the public domain, chayeves, then she would be liable for achatus. She came royally use chayzer, because that is the usual way that the apron should turn around, sometimes in the front and sometimes in the back. Rabbi Yehuda says, af mekabli piskin, also the those who ride the letter carriers, that they go from one place to the other place and they put things the letters in a wooden box and they hang it on the around the neck, and they sometimes it turns around, sometimes in the front, sometimes in the back. Therefore, in any way they carry it out, they would be liable for the chatos. Says the Bartanura Dalit, if one intends to carry out lefon of a bolo ila achrov potter, he would be exempt. In his kavan l'shmirim ula, because he intended to make a good guard, watch it well, but also be other shmirim chus, and he ended up with a lower kind of shmirim, or l'achrov bolo lefon of chayv. Or if he once puts on his back and then it comes to the front, in his kavan l'shmirim chus, so he wanted a lesser level, a lesser degree of guarding, and then he has a better degree of guarding, he would be the Nabi Chai. Sinner, that's the apron, kemichnasayim ketanim, is like small pants. Chagrusayis from the tzniyas, they wrap it as a formality. Im tolsumem shum davar lahitzi, if she hung something up to carry out, bolo letzad acher, and comes to the other side, chayev, she'd still be liable. Shekein roi li yuschayzer, because that is fit to turn around. Darkly is choizer v'soivus v'so. It's usual for it to turn around and around her. Umetchila yoda shesoifel is hapach. From the beginning, she knew that at the end it's going to turn around. Rabbi Yehuda says, af mekabalei piskin. Also, those who receive the piskin, that's shel melech of the king. Harotzim, those runners, hanoisim igreis, they carry letters, noisim meisim beitzim chalulim. They put them in hollow woods, kidmus kanim, like a sticks, v'toilim b'tzavorim, and they hang them on their necks. V'derech oisik kone, the way of that stick, li ischezer v'sevev mefonov achrov, it goes and circles around in the front and the back, soviv l'tzavorim, around his neck. V'dei hoya ninu, shesef l'ishapich, that at the end it's going to turn around. In aloche ke Rabbi Yehuda, the aloche is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And if it turned around from the front to the back, he would be potter. Only from the back to the front, you're chayiv. Mishnah Hey, hamoitzi kikor l'shusarabim. One who carries out a piece, a loaf, into the street, chayiv, he has to bring a chatos. It's yu shnayim. If two people carried out the loaf, they're pturim, they're both exempt. If one could not carry out by himself, it's yushnayim, and two carried out, chayavim, they're both be liable for achatus. Rav Shimon poter, and Rav Shimon says that they're both exempt. One who carries out food less than the amount that we learned before in a vessel, he would be exempt even for carrying out the vessel on Shabbos. Because the vessel becomes secondary to the food, and just as he's exempt for the food, he was also exempt for the keli. As a chay b'mito, if he carries out a living person in a bed, poter af al hamita, he's also be exempt for the bed, because the bed is secondary to the person, and just as he would be exempt for the person, because a living person carries himself, and the person would not be chay for it. So now he's carrying the bed is also exempt. As a mezbe mita chay, but if you carry a dead person in a bed, then you're chay. And also, if he carries out a size of a or of an olive from a mess, or he carries out the size of an olive from a carcass, or the size as a bean, the size of an insect, is chayv achatus. Shimon Poter of Shimon says that even if you take out an entire mace, that body, you're also exempt. Because according to him, he doesn't want this job. He would rather that the person would not have died, so he wouldn't have to carry it out altogether. And on Shabbos, one is not obligated only for a job that he wants to and he wishes to do. Says the Bartanura, Hamoitzi Kikar Lishrabim is Chayv. And then if two people take it out, the Mishnah said, Haitzushnaim Pturim. Says the Bartanura, Kedi Alfino, and like we learn out in the Yikra Dalet, it says ba'asoyso, when the liability of bringing a chatos is when she will do achas, we call mitzvah Hashem, one of all the commandments of Hashem. Ha'isus kula, the only one who does the entire melacha, v'loy ha'isa miktsasa, but not one who does only part of the melacha. V'Rabbi Shimon poiter, Shimon exempts by the mace. I'm sorry, this is Rav Shimon poiter, is that even when lo yechol echad lo yitziyu tzuhu shnayim, Rav Shimon still says it's potter. Because Rav Shimon sovar, afilu kshen yochad yochol asoyso, yim asuhu shnayim. Even if one cannot do it himself, if two do it, it's still potter in their potter. Ve'in aloha ki Rav Shimon, the aloha is not like Rav Shimon. Esachai b'mito, if he takes out the living in a bed, so the Bartanura, alachai l'mechai b'atzaosei, on a living person, one is not obligated when you carry him out, he may a kofus, if he's not tied up. Because he carries himself. This only applies to a human being. But the animal or a chai noif, no. The command the kofusim dom as if they were tied. And therefore you would be chai. If you take out the size of the of a mace or the gzais ben a mace, chayv im hitziyoy, if he carries out the hoyil umetame, since a gzais of a mace can make tame, hitzor chashuvehi, that is considered a important taking out, important carrying out, latz min atuma, to save himself from the tuma, chen gzais min hanevela, and likewise the a size of a olive of a carcass v'chadash min asheretz, or the size of a of an adasha, of a bean from the insect, the ochihavi, a shiur on the tumah, because that's the shear for them, for tumah. But Rav Shimon poiter, Rav Shimon exempts afilu b'meis sholem, even if a complete whole body. Because it's a job that it's not necessary for itself. The chol she'ein ela l'salkem me'olav, if the whole purpose is only to remove it from himself, have a melacha she'ein tzrich legufa. That's considered a melacha that is not needed for itself. V'lav leches machshevesi, and that's not considered to be a thoughtful melacha. But v'ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, the halacha does not remain like Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Vav, anoitel tziponov zubizu, one who picks his nails from one hand with the other hand, or he bites him with his teeth, v'chein sairi, or he rips his hair from his head with his hands, v'chein zukonoi, or he rips out from his beard with his hands, v'chein ha gedelus, and likewise one who weaves their hair from the head with the hands, v'chein ha kichelus, and one who paints the eyes with the hands, v'chein ha pekesus, or one who splits the hair of the head with the hands to create from one side and the other side. Rabbi Elazar Machayev. Rabbi Elazar said that you be chayev echatu. The Chacham Oisrim Mishum Shvus. The Chacham prohibited because of the Rabbanon, and but not from the Torah. A toilish motzus nokuv chayev. One who rips up a leaf from a branch which is planted in a planter in which there is a hole, and the plant or the vessel in which the plant is standing on the ground, and there's a hole in there, so it nourishes from the ground, then you'll be chayv, you'll be liable lachatas. But if there is no hole in the vessel in which the plant is standing, then you'll be exempt. Rav Shimon says that whether there is a hole in the vessel or whether there's not, you'll still be exempt. Says the Bar Tanure, on the one who pulls his hair with his hands, says the one who pulls the hair of his head with his hands, and also one who weaves the hair of her head, she braids them. Targum Ovis Gdilis, translation of Ovis, braiding or is Gdilis. Akechelis, that's Neisenas Kechobe. Now she puts coloring in her eyes. Apikesis is Machalekis Sar Shebem Tzorosh, that she splits the hair in the middle of the head, Mikan Makanet Zalzdoim, to both sides. Rablaz Machayv Chatas, Rablaz says, Yurchayv Chatas, Kechelis, when you painting the eyes, Mishum Kesevis, that will be writing. Gedelos Pekesim Mishum Boine, when she weaves or she splits the hair, that's building. Bechachom Mesim Mishum Shvus. The Chachomim prohibit this only because of Midrabon. The Sabri, they hold, Ein Derech Ksiva Bekach, this is not the usual way to write. Vein Derech Binyin Bekach, this is not the usual way to build. Valochi Chachomim, the Alochi remains like the Chachomim, that there's no Yisim in a Torah, it's only also Midrabon. Only if a person removes the fingernails or the nails and the hair with his hands is when the Rabbanon exempt him from a liability of a chatos, of a sacrifice, umiskila, and from getting the death penalty for it. Aval hanoitel sari tziporno bikeli, but one who cuts his hair or his nails with a tool, Chacham agreed the chayv chatos, that he would be liable for a chatos. And once you cut two hairs, chayv, you're liable. Vanoitel sar reish chabere, and if one who takes the hair of his the head of his friend, afilu biyad, then even if you do by the hand, chayv. V'tzipoyin shaparsha ruba, a nail that has mostly been separated, a sar shnitlish ruba, or a hair that has mostly been detached, umatzayro yisui, that in the cause of pain, mutal litle biyadu lachatchila, is allowed to take it with his hand lachatchila. Atoylish motzis nokov chayiv. That is considered like the attached, the yonik menakarka, because it nurtures from the ground, through the hole. It smells the moisture of the ground. Even if the hole is not on the bottom but on the side, the size of the hole has to be like the size of a small root. Rav Shimon Peter Bazer Bazer, and Rav Shimon exempts in both of this and this. He doesn't consider it to be connected to be chayiv skila, but he would be chayiv skila if it was an otzitz nokuf and he detached from this, that would be considered detaching from mechubal lakarka, and it would be chayiv. This completes the 10th chapter of Masechta Shabbos.